This week's evening news has seen a flurry of stories about health and the NHS. We have selected four. The Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital, the N&N, is opening Britain's first emergency department for the elderly. The N&N Hospital is also carrying out research to find out older people's views on the number of medicines they take. GPs could have more time for patients if they stop routinely prescribing some medicines. And a doctor from the N&N paediatric surgery team is helping to transform the lives of young patients overseas.
Norfolk's busiest hospital is to be the first in the UK to open an emergency department specifically for the elderly. The innovation plan aims to transform the way it delivers emergency care and will open the first A&E dedicated to patients over the age of 80. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital hopes that the new service should have a significant impact. From the end of November, when a patient over 80 years old arrives at the emergency department, they will go straight to the older people's unit, where there will be a multidisciplinary team consisting of consultant geriatricians, and emergency and older people's medicine nurses waiting to provide care for them. This will replace the traditional outpatient clinic appointment as well as the long wait.
A research study is taking place at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to find out older people's views on the number of medicines they take. While medicines have obvious benefits, they can also have side effects for patients, and the balance can change over time. The study aims to find out what patients and informal caregivers, such as a relative, think about doctors in hospital advising that patients stop medicines which they may no longer be needed. It involves a questionnaire, and at no point are any changes made to medication. However, the information will be used to find a way in the future where medicines no longer needed can be safely stopped. More than 27 patients and three informal caregivers answered the questionnaire in the first few days of the research, which will continue in the coming months and the findings published in a future paper.
GPs could have more time for patients and save up to £5 million a year in Norfolk's NHS if they stop routinely prescribing some medicines. That was the claim as a consultation was launched on whether some everyday drugs should be bought over the counter instead of prescribed by clinicians. Around 20% of GPs' time and 40% of their total consultations are used for minor ailments and common conditions at a cost of, on average, £2 billion per year to the NHS. And now, health authorities are asking whether prescribing items for minor short-lived ailments, such as paracetamol remedies for indigestion or heartburn, allergy treatments, vitamin supplements and cream for dry skin is cost-effective. Dr. Dustin Saint, GP at Long Stratton Medical Partnership, said, "At a time when the NHS is facing huge financial pressures, we have to look at where we can best utilise every pound we spend on behalf of taxpayers' money. By asking patients to buy medications for minor ailments themselves, we will be able to use the money for our core NHS services."
A doctor from Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, is using her expertise to help transform the lives of young patients overseas. Dr. Ruth Sager, who works with the NNUH paediatric surgery team, is a volunteer with the charity Humanity First Medical UK. The charity provides medical assistance to communities overseas, either as part of a response team following a disaster or by offering medical support and training during longer-term projects. Dr. Seeger is part of a global volunteer team of surgeons, doctors, nurses and paramedics who give their spare time to help people in need, with the volunteers sometimes paying for their own flights. At the moment, Dr. Seeger is taking part in a project supporting the Gambian Health Ministry to improve the infrastructure of the country's health service and works at the country's main paediatric hospital in the capital, Banjul. Dr. Seeger said, "I have been going to the Gambia every 6 months for about 2 years, and we spend 1 or 2 weeks there each time. We do not have a large budget, so I try to get as much donated equipment and supplies as possible." NNUH recently donated several copies of a medical textbook, plus the team teaches basic resuscitation for children and newborns. The neonatal unit previously had no way of sterilising feeding cups, so we donated sterilising tablets and buckets, which allow this to be done easily now. A 6-month supply of tablets costs only £20.